Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Nicole, the Star and Crescent Report. Today we're going to play a first part of a two-part replay called American Horror Story that was aired on the 6th. That's too long to play in one sitting, so we're going to play the first part today and the second part tomorrow. So we're going to get on with it. Thank you and have a blessed day, and please enjoy the first part of American Horror Story. Have a blessed day.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lay. Yeah.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Every morning we dream so long. Do anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up.
Up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they ass. See, that's how that shut down made me, that's how my daddy raised me. That glycerin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plan up. There. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't want to be there. None for the people that's trying to hold them back. Five in the air for the teachers not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the news is holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour. Oakland out to Oakland, got the strip to Detroit. They hip hop only destroy. Tell them, look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy.
Hiram1555.tumblr.com. Hiram1555. Facebook.com/Hiram1555. BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555. And our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the platform for black liberation, for black education, for black freedom. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled American Horror Story. Welcome to this universal freak show. Before we go into that, I'd like to address a few issues. For the brother who is looking for that criteria, I'm still looking forward to see if I can pull it up for you. I have not forgotten you. I've been busy. And the reason we hadn't had a live show in a week is I was eating a banana. Brother Rashid had warned me about the chemicals that they're spraying on these bananas. And I was eating the banana, and the peeling of it went across my lip. And when it went across my lip, I had another allergic reaction to it, and it swelled. It had my whole mouth inside and out swollen where I could barely talk or eat anything, period. I mean, from my under right up under my nose all the way in the palate of my mouth. This is how bad it was. So that's one of the reasons you brothers and sisters have not heard from me on the air. Now, it wasn't Blog Talk Radio doing that this time. All praises due to Allah, for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I also like to say this also. For you brothers and sisters, especially you so-called black pride, black do-for-selves, separation brothers and sisters, where are you at? At the all-black, all-natural, chemical-free, animal-free online health store, where are you at? You haven't been there. It's been white people. We've been keeping tabs of this. It hadn't been you so-called support your black business, support your own kind. You go to thehealthblaze.com and support your black business. See, this is what I was telling you. This goes right along with the show that we're doing. This is what I was telling you. A lot of these people are lip professors. They want you to support something that they want to do. But when you start saying, okay, I'm going to put something to you. Since you say you're about doing for self, you're about pooling your resources, you're about Elijah Muhammad, then when you put out something for them, they all scatter like roaches. No support whatsoever from them. And I also want to say this about Facebook, too, since I'm on this stuff, because this goes about the horror story. Then we'll go right into the situation in America and around the world and all of these things. We're going to tie it all in. So the Health Blaze Facebook page has been shut down for the next 3 to 4 days, they told us. We went to log in so that we could put more articles up there on that health page, and they told us our account has been suspended. They didn't give us any reason why, but we know the reason why, because within 2 days, over 3,000 people came there to visit that website, and thousands more visited the main website. And they shut it down. They had some excuse to shut it down just for a little bit. But you can still go to the main website, thehealthblaze.com, and show your support. All natural body, soaps, lotions. Oh, so much stuff over there. I just can't. Anything that you need that you go to the devil to buy, it's over there. Go support the black business, okay? If it's just one thing, support the black business. Now, this show at hand, American Horror Story. Welcome to this Universal Freak Show. There are so many things going on, especially in the collapse of America. She is lashing out at Black America. She is putting in motion her last plans to try to destroy you. I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad a few nights ago, and I believe you can go to I'm trying to think of the article. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. I don't think it's that one. I believe it's How Strong is the Foundation. I believe that is the one you can go to and listen to. When he was talking about what we must do, and he was talking about how you put don't have enough. And I believe this is, I could be, because I listened to so many of them that night. But he was talking to you about how you worry so much about the devil's plan. And it shows that you are not strong enough in your faith in what God is planning. And in the message you say, if you follow close to me, you are as safe with my God as I am, regardless to the plans that the devil makes you. This is something that you've got to get in your head. Regardless to all of the efforts and the plans that the devil is now making, he cannot implement one iota if it is against the will of Allah. Who holds the power over the fraction of an atom? It is the all-wise one, the supreme being. And if he does not allow the devil to do things to you, no matter how much the devil plans and plots, he can't do it. So we've got to reprogram and rewire that brain, because we've been under oppression for so long that we still, regardless of how much so-called knowledge of self we receive, we are still focusing on what the devil is doing and how the devil is trying to do it, instead of what God has said he would do to the devil and how God said he would protect you from the devil if you submit. God's word prevails over all others. Everybody else is a secondary word to God. And when we get that in our head, and when you look at the devil's plotting and planning, you'll take it with ease, and you won't get anxious. You won't get overzealous. You'll say, all praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he was going to do that. Now I'm going to do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad instructed me to do for this moment when the devil does this thing. American Horror Story. Welcome to this universal freak show. You got to understand what's going on, black man and black woman. Yes, the devil is making plots and plans to clean your clock. Yes, the devil is making preparations to stop you from becoming a people. Yes. The devil is moving against black America, but this is to wake you up. Rashid and I were talking the other day about how the messenger was saying that after Allah allows this devil to let himself fully loose on you, and after you start being hungry and beaten and screaming for justice and being embarrassed and left out there, and you see the devil for who he is and for his true intentions and his true actions against you, it's going to make the black man look as though he woke up overnight. But these events must take place. There are some of us who don't want this because we think we know better. But prophecy must take place. It is not about just you as an individual. It is about the resurrection and the redemption of 68 million. As a whole. And so these winds of war that the prophets had predicted would blow on black America must take place. Have you ever noticed why everybody out here who's screaming for this and screaming for that has not been able to do it for 40 some years? Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever taken the time to analyze that? Have you ever taken the time to go in scripture and read why they can't do it? Because if you were to go into the first five books of Genesis, of the Bible, excuse me, the book says after Moses left the people, they did nothing. They did nothing. This is the truth. This is in your book. This is in the Bible. Go read this. Allah took the light away from them. They had to be exposed for who they are. And who they were. The actions that they had hidden, the ulterior motives that they had within them had to be exposed. They had to go through a cleansing, a purification process. God had to separate wheat and tares from each other. So those who are worthy to enter into the hereafter could go, and those who were not could go up until the hereafter. You don't like to hear this? Because some of this points towards you. But this is the truth in scripture, and I defy any man, woman, child, dog, hog, frog, cat, or snake to dispute what I'm saying. According to scripture and prophecy and theology. According according to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whether it's in the Holy Quran or in the Bible. You cannot disprove what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is in line and in conjunction with the Word of God. So, some of you try to ignore it. Oh, that brother, no. Don't use this brother as a scapegoat. What I'm telling you is to find fault with what I'm saying in Scripture. And if you can do so, then I'll bow to your wisdom. But if you can't, I'm saying to you, humble yourself and listen. Because this didn't come from me. I didn't meet with God in person. This did not come from Rashid Muhammad. This came from the Lord of the world, disseminated through his last and his greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're now entering into the American horror story. So I'm saying to you all, welcome to this universal freak show. The devil is against you. The devil is moving. Oh, yeah, he has all kind of plans against you. But always remember that the devil may make a plan, and Allah makes a plan. And surely Allah, in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, is the best of planners. And so he'll use the devil's moves and motives to help purify that people who have been in the mind, the muck, and the mud of civilization for 400 years, to elevate them to a new level. But first, you got to purge the dross from you. So he's going to let this devil, this man of sin, be revealed by beating the hell out of you, these winds of wars that are going to beat on you and force you to recognize that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and that Elijah Muhammad is the last and the greatest of the messengers of God. Go back to something. Before I go into a clip, I want to go back to something, because I say this often, but we like to ignore this because it does not suit us. If we could do X, Y, and Z, as some brother said to me the other day, then we could get out of the way of this judgment. Well, I'm going to tell you what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Go to page 143 of The Fall of America, okay? Remember, this is not from me. I'm not saying it out of my mouth from myself. I'm saying it out of my mouth, repeating and reiterating what the messenger of God said and how he got it from the Lord of the worlds, okay? So, on page 143 of The Fall of America, Messenger Muhammad writes, "But the black man is created by the Creator, by nature, and he was made blind, deaf, and dumb by his kidnapping lord and master, the white slave master. I do not think that you could overlook the most positive truth here. That, excuse me, right here. I want you to pay close attention. In this article, that we are now living in the call of the angel to us to come out of her." Remember, we've already assigned what to come out of her mean. If we go to chapter, I think it's 32, I believe, on page 135, the messenger, when he says that, come out of her, he gives us the explanation of what that means. Some of us, we took it literally, and we got to go out of this place and go over that place, and that's not what he said. When he was explaining what the come out of her meant, he says, the call of Islam to the true religion of God, to us, the once slaves in America, is the same call telling us to flee out of the American way of life so that our lives may be saved from the destruction, divine destruction, of a non-repentant enemy. Now, so what I'm trying to get to most people who are listening to this is this: we have to go through a purification process, and we have to be purged of all of that excess Caucasianness that has been in our mind and in our lives, the rejection of black wisdom and black authority, right? The underhandedness that we put amongst each other, the backbiting, the backstabbing, the whispering, the murmuring, all of that malignity that is in us must be purged from out us, all right? So we go back to, because that's not what I was trying to get to. Listen closely. But I wanted to explain that because the messenger said, as scientists and as enlightened men and women, we clean up as we go. Now, we go further, and he says, I do not think that you could overlook the most positive truth here in this article, that we are now living in the call of an angel to us to come out of her. The her here means the wicked world, not just America, the wicked world, to come out of her, the entire world of wickedness. Well, how the hell can you come out of a world when you have no place but this world to go? You've got to reject her rationality, you know, because she'll condemn God to justify her madness. This is how this world works. Anything of righteousness, they are the antithesis of it. And when they will make you look as though you are out of modern times and out of step with truth and reality, when in reality, they are the ones who are opposed to righteousness and truth. Right? So this is what you've got to understand. These words are put here in a certain way for you. And you've got to look at these words. Look over what he's saying. Take my words and look over them. Weigh them. Put them on a scale of facts and weigh them. He's not telling you to be nonchalant and just read or memorize. He's telling you to dissect them, look into them, weigh them against the facts of what is and what was and what shall be, that you can come up with a great understanding of what to expect, okay? So he goes further and he says this. And for those of you who are new listeners, we lay the base before we go into it, okay? Because we want to have a strong foundation, a sturdy foundation, the whole of this house of wisdom, okay? So it doesn't come crumbling down on all of us. All praises due to Allah. So Muhammad says, the her here means the wicked world of the devil. Since we, the black people, were kidnapped and forced into this world of the white race, we must be forced out. Not they, not them. He said, we. He was speaking of a particular people, right? Since we were forced in, how were we forced in it? Through slavery, right? And how was this stuff forced in us? Through beatings, right? So what he said must take place now. We must be forced out. So the same way the stuff was forced in, it has to be forced out. If you have eaten something that is bad to your system, the devil will sometimes tell you that you either have to wait for it to pass through your system or you have to throw it up. And when it say pass through your system, that means letting it out in excrement or body waste, right? And if it doesn't come out in body waste, it comes out through you throwing up upwardly. So either way, it has to pass the system. This is the same thing. You have to be forced into throwing. Your body has to go into rebellion against that foreign substance that's in it, so it can return to hell. The same thing is going on now. God has put us in, let us fall in such a condition that now we must, our bodies and our natures must rebel against the very thing that we have been brought up in. Right? So listen, he says, since we, the black people, were kidnapped and forced into this world of the white race, we must be forced out of this world. Now listen to this closely, brothers and sisters, especially you so-called Muslim believers. Don't get mad at you, brother. Be happy that Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad is so merciful by delivering us this truth through his last and greatest apostle, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, it is not that you, my people, now he makes a distinction here. It is not that you who, my people, will accept just by having the freedom to accept of your own choice. So you get in these forums, you do this, and you say, well, let's go do this. That's not going to happen because we're in certain prophetic times that it cannot happen. If these things happen or prevail or were to prevail over certain conditions, then God's word would be nullified and the prophets would be made to be liars. This is the thing that most of you are missing and you can't see. And you hate your little brother for telling you these things. But if you hate me and God loves me, your hate goes for nothing. Okay? So listen closely to what he's saying here. And then we're gonna as we finish laying this base, we're going to go into some clips and we'll see how the devil is moving against us. But remember, the messenger says, stay close to him. He's talking about in mind, in thought, in speech, in action. You follow close to him. That's your safety zone. That's your separation area. having the freedom to do whatever they want to do. Start their own independent temples, start their own independent mosques, start their own independent organizations, start their own thing, pattern after death thinking, right? Isn't that what's going on today? Father Dean told me that decades ago. Said that that's what the messenger said was going to happen. And everybody would be toiling and turning, and everybody would be screaming honorable Elijah Muhammad, and none of them would be implementing his teachings the way he said do it. I was prepared, by the grace of Almighty God Allah, a good brother sat down and beat that and drilled that into my head, what to expect. And everything that that brother has told me has come to life, and I have proven it on this show. Through world events, through letting you even hear the devil himself say these things. Right? Don't please, brothers and sisters, listen closely to what I'm saying. And I also want to say this, that Blog Talk Radio, I guess, has just dropped dozens of calls, because I see them being dropped right now. And I will say that if you get disconnected, please, please call back in. If the devil blocks you, wait about 20 seconds and call right back in. If you get disconnected on the air, because of how crucial the show is, especially in the time that we are now in, please get back on the URL and log in so that you can listen via computer or any of these new technological devices, okay? American Horror Story. Welcome to this Universal Freak Show. Now, let's go a little further. Muhammad says, it is not that you, my people, will accept by just having the freedom to accept of your own choice. No! He said he uses the word no, but he doesn't use it in a sentence. He uses it as a separate sentence of itself. Why did he do that? Because he wants to bring a point home. He wants to emphasize something that you may have overlooked if he had not put it in that particular writing. Right? Is that not what they tell you in class? Is that not what you're taught in school? Well, I'm teaching it over to you again. So listen what he says. No. Why, Muhammad? Then he goes to the next sentence. You will have to be punished, divinely beaten and destroyed, until you accept Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, as your God and Savior, as I and thousands of my followers are doing. So what is this? You say the Muslims are being punished, and this, well, they got to go through it too. Back to the lecture that I was listening to the other day. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I believe this is how strong is the foundation. I believe it is. He was talking about how the believers was talking about they wanted to be separated in a somewhere, and he said Allah would not allow that. How strong is the foundation. He said, because if that were to take place, then the people who looking on, who went through the suffering, would say, how do you know that they would have been your followers if you had put them in the fire with us? He said, so no, my brother, we suffer as they suffer. We go to jail as they go to jail. We get unjust judges like they get unjust judges. We get deprived of rights just like this. We must go through the same thing, he says this, so that there will be no excuses. When this thing goes down, this is the hardest thing for most of you to swallow. But you can go to the lecture, How Strong is the Foundation, and dissect the lecture if what I'm saying is not right. Okay? So he says that no, you will have to be punished, divinely beaten and destroyed, until you accept Master Farad Muhammad. Now, some of you think that you have a better way. Some of you are setting up organizations. Some of you think that with your little organization, your little temple, your little group, that you will be successful. But you will not be successful, because the time for those things are over. We are moving into another direction, because we're, more than anything else, brothers and sisters, my thing is to tell you to be aware of the time. And we are in the last years of the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period of the devil. And if you look in scripture, what must take place? Do you not see the manifestation of God's will and power? Universally. He is doing this universally for the first time in such a long time. Because this is when the Bible teaches us that he could do this. Because he gave this devil and all. This is where we are in scripture and time. It's not haughty or high-minded to remind you of these things. It's loving and compassionate to tell you to do a real appraisal of the scriptures and look at them again. And if what I'm saying is not true, you can surely condemn your little brother. But I want you to listen closely, because we are now entering a horror story that is America. These things that she's trying to do, the things that she wants to do, she is really moving full steam ahead. But remember, let this echo in your head and drop in your heart that if you follow close to me, this is what the apostle said, with my God, you are as safe with him as I am. And that should nullify everything else that the devil is trying to do. If the devil is moving against you, you got to say, all praise is due to Allah. If he has your house surrounded with tanks, all praise is due to Allah, because that is the will of Allah. But the tanks can't do nothing to you so long as Allah does not will them to. You can't look at what the devil is talking about. The devil will have you thinking that he is the master of everything, bringing up all these lies in space, talking about he done found life in different parts of the universe. This devil is a liar. There's no life that exists outside the confines of our solar system. So don't believe this devil when he's telling you and feeding you these lies. I'm the most powerful military on earth. How the hell can you be the most powerful anymore when you can't even fund your own educational system? When you got to borrow from your own enemies to fund your own budget deficit, how the hell can you really stand up and say you're the most powerful? This is a universal freak show that must be exposed to view. Listen closely to how they're moving against black people all over America. But these black people have it coming to them because they must be convinced that this white man is the devil. Even with all of this madness going on, some of you don't, and a lot of the Muslims don't believe it. And the reason that you don't believe it is that you don't have full confidence that Master Farad Muhammad is God. You still got a little of that wildness up in you. You still searching for a spook God, even though you think that you say Master Farad Muhammad in your tongue, off your tongue, but you still got a little dose of wildness in you. That madness that he put in the people. So you're more concerned about what the devil says and how the devil is plotting instead of the promise of God. You're a fool. Devil can't do nothing outside of the power and will of God. But I want you to listen to how the devil is moving against these people. Just like Muhammad said, you must be divinely beaten. And what? And destroyed. This is what's going on across America. This is 5 minutes. Pay close attention.
Toxic levels of lead in the soil surrounding a housing complex in East Chicago, Indiana, forced more than 1,000 residents to relocate. The West Calumet Housing Complex, which lies on the site of a former lead smelting company, was added to the EPA's cleanup priority list in 2009. A few weeks ago, the residents were notified about the dangerous conditions they've been exposed to for years. Chantel Allen, a mother of five, tearfully explains what she and her family are facing. Take a listen.
Everything makes sense to us now is why our children have been sick, why they've been having headaches, why the reason they've been vomiting, the reason they have poor appetite. We have to deal with them crying because they are having headaches and migraines, and we have to deal with them vomiting. We have to answer their questions as to why they can't play outside anymore.
Joining us now is Roger Pardick, the attorney representing the families of the housing complex. Roger, that was just heartbreaking. When were the residents first notified that they had to leave their homes?
The end of July.
So this
27th,
is,
I believe, 28th, something like that.
So this is very, very recent for them. The residents are being provided with vouchers for temporary hotel living right now until their homes, I guess, are overhauled. But then the residents can return to their homes for a few more months, I guess, until vouchers for permanent housing are to be made available by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Is that right?
Well, they're staying in their homes until they can find other housing. There isn't any other place for them to go.
No place to go. Do you think this is an effective way for HUD to deal with the situation?
I'm not sure what the choices are to HUD, but this is how they choose to handle it.
And who, in your opinion, you representing the families, you get to talk to the families. Who's to blame for all this?
It's a combination. It's the city government, the state of Indiana, EPA, HUD, and then, of course, the polluters themselves, Anaconda and U.S. Steel and other other companies. I think one's called Pitcher, something like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the health conditions of the people you're representing, the families that you speak with? Have they been examined by doctors?
Some have and some have not. They all need to have blood draws so that they can determine the blood lead levels. And with some of the children, we know that the levels are dangerously high and will cause adverse effects. But we don't have the results from all of them.
And within the families that you are representing, are there families that have been there with for a long enough time that I guess my question is, if the kids are older, that they can show that there is some sort of developmental issues with the children that have been raised in those conditions?
Yes, they have been there long enough for this to show, but of course, until recently, they did not know what the cognitive problems were. Some exhibited symptoms of ADHD, and they did not know what that was caused by. And now that the lead has come to be known, they can make the links.
Now they have a starting point because of this report. Now, have any of the residents, the adults, have they gotten sick? And if so, do the residents have grounds to file other types of lawsuits?
It is likely that they've become ill from this exposure. On the other hand, it is harder to make the causative link with adults because they would have been exposed in other under other circumstances and in other environments. It is easier with the children because the only thing they've known in their life is living at this one location. The school that they've gone to is at that same location. The grade school was built on the site that is contaminated.
Wow, what is happening with the school? I hadn't heard about that yet, so this is actually news to me right now. What is happening with the school? Is it being shut down as well?
It has closed. The children are all finding other schools to go to, and the teachers are no longer teaching at that school. It's closed.
So there are teachers that are out of work at the moment, or at least have no place to go, and children that have no place to go. What's the city doing about this? What are they doing to help the families?
The only thing I know that they are doing is that they're providing vouchers, and the vouchers come either from the city or from EPA or HUD, and that's the city's response thus far. They may be doing things that we're not aware of, but they haven't made it evident to their families that they're doing anything else.
Doesn't sound like they are doing enough for those families that are involved. Certainly a case that we will be following, continuing to keep up with. Please stay in touch with us. Thank you so much. That was Roger Pardick, attorney for the families at the West Calumet Housing Complex.
Now, this is something that is going on all across America, right? And the reason I set this video and turned it into audio and played it for you is because I have a succession of videos which I turned into audio that I'm going to follow this up with to let you understand the depths of what this devil is trying to do to you. But first I want to take us somewhere, all right? And I want to go to Message to the Black Man because we have to understand what and why and how, okay? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says in a chapter titled, Plan to Destroy Our Race. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the American so-called Negroes are gravely deceived by the slave master's teaching of God and the true religion of God. They do not know that they are deceived and earnestly believe they are right regardless of how vile the right race may be. My poor people are mentally blind, deaf, and dumb, and full of fear. Blind because they do not see the light of truth they don't see this either. But listen, let's go further. Deaf, because they will not hear the truth. No matter how much proof that I put up, you would think that all of the so-called followers of the messenger would be in unity with me. Because I'm the only one out here teaching the messenger's teachings the way he said teach them. I'm the only one showing proof. I'm the only one showing facts. And being able to stand before the entire world and prove Elijah Muhammad day or night. But arrogance and ignorance and our people are, I say envy. I'm going to use that word. Envious. And sometimes we don't want to see another person get credit, but I don't want the credit because I know it didn't come from me. I know where it came from. And I'm going to always put and keep Allah, his messenger, and his message out front. So it's hard to get haughty and high-minded when you submit stuff like that. But some of us, we don't want this because we have ulterior motives. We have ulterior plans. We're looking so far in the past that we can't see ourselves in the present. Therefore, we can't move towards a better life in the future. This is how it is amongst us. We are fickle people. Now, listen closely. Let's go a little further. Mama says, deaf because they will not hear the truth. Islam that has come to them from Allah through the messenger, myself. He's talking about himself. Now, it is not right that on every show, well, it is right in a way, but it's not right on every show that I am forced to prove every word of what I say, which I don't mind it, because to me it comes easy. But you ignore it for relationships, for friendships. To be in a group of this people over here or that people over there because they make you feel good, but they're not giving you that which is eternal. They're giving you something, but it's not truly spiritually tangible because it can't hold up to scrutiny. But I'm giving you something that was given to me that stands up to scrutiny. And nobody out there has challenged it so far, and the ones who did got head clocked, right? So, when we examine the truth, we've got to be mindful of how we examine the truth, and we've got to be just. Remember, that's a part of our motto, freedom, justice, and equality. So for us to be free from this devil, we've got to be just towards each other so that we can be elevated to a position of equality, right? But if you leave out one, where's the other one's going to stand, okay? You got to be just in this matter. And I'm asking you to examine what I'm saying. And if what I'm saying is not right, then prove it. Your brother is not, I'm not high-minded. You can prove it to me, and I'm going to come your way. But if what I'm saying is the truth, I'm saying to you, listen and accept it. You ain't even got to say, well, Rashid told, I don't care nothing about that. Just accept the truth and go and disseminate it to others. Okay? Listen, let's go a little further because I got something to follow this up. So he says, they are dumb because they will not see or open their ears and hearts after the light has shone clear for many years. You are full of the fear that was instilled in you when you were babies, so Allah told me. This fear was put in you by the white slave master through torture, lynching, burnings, rapings, and killings, and caused you to be blind, deaf, and dumb. So if this is what was put in you, what did Elijah Muhammad say? It's not that you're going to accept this just by having the freedom to do so, right? So the same way the fear was put into you, it has to be taken out of you. And so what are we seeing today? Rapings. We're seeing people being set on fire. We're seeing modern-day lynchings, right? We're seeing black people being tortured in police stations and out in the street and on front of nationwide camera, right? We're seeing our people being shot down and exploited. Is that not right? And then there are movements that sprout up, Black Lives Matter. Hold the police accountable. All of this is to force you, black man, you prodigal sons and daughters of God. It is to force you to rethink and reappraise the white man's world for a better world offered to you by your father, Almighty God Allah. I want want you to pay close attention, brothers and sisters, because the devil is going to try to move on you. He's going to try to do his due. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us. Excuse me. Now, let's go further, because this is a short chapter. I got to read this because I got to preface the next video with this. So, he says, this fear of the white man has caused you to love them in a crazy kind of way. You, my dear people, are like a woman desperately in love with a man who does not love her. Therefore, this love is blind. This man can beat, torture, ravage, humiliate, shame, and mock, but she will yet love him. Is that not what the white man is doing? And what are we doing? Not all white people, man. Some standing with us. Right? Isn't that right? If that's not right, tell me it's not right. Let's go a little further. He says, and when someone tries to tell her that this man is no good for her and certainly does not love her, she will yet love him and will become angered and defend such a man. This is a very sad thing, but a very true picture of the so-called Negroes. They love their tormentors. Beware. They do not love you. They are like dogs with a bone. They do not want you to be taken by Allah's messenger to your salvation. They want to carry you with them to their doom. The wicked white devils are by no means asleep to the knowledge of the time. Don't I always tell you about the most important thing to understand is what? It's the time. And without this understanding, everything that you process through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad will be warped, because you're not understanding time and how time moves. Right? Okay, let's go a little further. So Muhammad says, they are really on the job trying to keep all of those who are blind, deaf, and dumb to what is going on in this day and time mentally dead. They watch every step of the righteous Muslims, seeking to do them harm in the endeavor to spread the truth. Now, the people of Allah, then he puts this in parentheticals to show you the people whom he's referring to. He puts these words in parentheticals, so-called Negroes. So now we know that the people of Allah are who? The so-called Negroes here in America, right? He says, are dumb to the time as the people were in the days when Moses, here we go, he goes back to Moses. Don't I always harp on that? When Moses was sent to Pharaoh to bring his people out of bondage into a land wherein they could enjoy independence. So stop right there. Stop right there. So Moses had to bring the people out of the land of Pharaoh for them to enjoy independence. They couldn't enjoy it in the land of Pharaoh, could it? According to the scriptures. And God told Moses, I will not allow you to separate amongst them in the land of Pharaoh. I'm going to bring your people out from amongst Pharaoh and give them a land of their own, so that not that the future generations can say that they witnessed this during the historical times, but they witnessed it themselves. This is what the book said. Go read your first five books in the Bible. God said, I'm going to bring them out. I'm not going to let them separate in the land of Pharaoh. But we want to make God and his prophets out to be liars, because we're scared to suffer a little bit. But you should have obeyed Elijah Muhammad when he was in your midst, and you wouldn't have to go through this. But because you rejected him and you gave him so much hell, this is the outcome of that. So he says, and if you think what I'm saying is not in line with scripture, I tell you, go read the first five books of the Bible and come back and rap with your brother live on the air. And we can dissect it and we can tear this thing up. Let's go further. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and this goes hand in hand with this poisoning. And you'll see the level of how they're trying to destroy us. But you got to hold fast, okay? But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was saying, he says, the people of Allah, the so-called Negroes, are dumb to the time as the people were in the days when Moses was sent to Pharaoh to bring his people out of bondage in a land wherein they could enjoy independence. Instead of the Israelites being joyful to hear that Allah was ready to deliver them from Pharaoh and give them a land of their own, They set out to contend with Moses and to help Pharaoh, not God. Isn't that what's happening now? They want to contend with everything I say. They don't offer no facts, no proofs. But they want to contend with everything. And all I'm saying is what the messenger said. All I'm saying is what the Bible said. All I'm saying is what the Holy Quran says. Right? I want to give you a reappraisal of what has just been said to you by Elijah Muhammad. Now, I just read that to you. Now, let us go back to something, okay? Because if we get a proper understanding, then we would truly understand what's being conveyed to us. So, Muhammad says, the people of Allah, so-called Negroes, are dumb to the time. We know that time is motion, and motion is time. That means something must be set from one distance to another distance. And as it makes motion, it makes time. If you look on your watch and your hand is moving on your watch, you can calculate time from the movement of the two hands on your watch, right? But if I were to ask you, what time is it? And there was no motion with the two hands on your watch, you would say to me, my watch is what? Dead. Why? Because it's not making time. The same it is today. We're not making time because we don't understand it. So the people are considered dead because they're not making a motion towards self, towards true independence, because they're not understanding the rational teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. American Horror Story. Welcome to this Universal Freak Show. You're going to see a lot of this. We're going to break this stuff down, okay? So, I know time is passing by quick, but if I need it, you're going to give me a little bit more time. I hadn't talked to you in 7 days. You'll give me a little bit more time. Gave the devil all this time. So listen, Muhammad goes further and he says, and I want you to pay close attention to this part. The people of Allah, listen to this, so-called Negroes are dumb to the time as the people were in the days when Moses was sent to Pharaoh to bring his people out of bondage, into. So now you're being removed from something and placed into something, right? Okay? Wherein they can enjoy independence. So they could not enjoy independence so long as they were in the land of Pharaoh, according to what Elijah Muhammad says, according to what the Bible says, right? Because no man, look at the Indian, the Native Americans, right? The ones who have somewhat autonomy. When the government wants to run a pipeline through their land, they don't have to go through them. Why do you think all them Indians are protesting? When the federal laws are in opposition to the Native American tribe laws, who do you think wins out? Huh? So they don't have a full representation of independence. They just have a little bit of autonomy. And if you were to have your own city or area, it may be like that. And I doubt if the devil gives you an autonomy, because he really hates you. But what I'm saying is, for you to enjoy independence according to scripture, and according to Elijah Muhammad, you must be taken out of, where? According to Elijah Muhammad says, out of bondage and placed into a land wherein you can enjoy independence. So you must be separated completely from this devil. But here's the kicker. Some of us think we are powerful enough to do that. But let's see what Elijah Muhammad said in this paragraph. He says, instead of the Israelites being joyful to hear that Allah was ready to do this now. Not you, not brother, sir, not the little click over here and the little click over there, but that Allah was ready to deliver them from Pharaoh and do what? And give them, not that they bought it, but to give them, the word give can mean convey ownership to. Matter of fact, let's go to the dictionary. The word give, according to scripture, according to the Bible, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word give means to make a present of, to grant or bestow by formal action, to accord or yield to another, to put in the possession of to another as a trust or responsibility, and usually for an express reason, to transfer from one's authority or custody, right? So this means to convey, to take ownership and give it and pass it to who? The inheritors, the heirs of the kingdom, right? According to the scriptures, right? Y'all walk with your brother a little bit. I'm just trying to let you know what scripture's talking about. But Muhammad says, instead of them being happy, they wanted to contend. That's exactly what's going on. Instead of them being happy, that it's being made clear for them to understand, they contend with this. He says, instead of the Israelites being joyful to hear that Allah was ready to deliver them from Pharaoh and give them a land of their own, they set out to contend with Moses and to help Pharaoh, not God. How did they help Pharaoh? By contending with Moses, by wasting Moses' time, by always trying to show themselves to be in the right when they know for a fact that their wisdom don't hold out like that. But we're going further. The government of Pharaoh had no love for Israel, just as America has no love for the so-called Negroes. Pharaoh became afraid of the truth that Moses was teaching his people in the midst of his country. So Pharaoh began to plan the death of Moses and the future of Israel by killing off the babies. Pharaoh wanted Moses put to death because he was teaching his people the truth of Pharaoh and his government of wickedness. Today, America is afraid of the power our great numbers represent. She fears that if we ever unite, we would overnight become independent. So you see all these mass killings going on in black communities, and we hear on the news black-on-black crime. Some of that is instigated by the police department. Some of that is Operation Gladio in urban areas. A lot of the police are killing and shooting these people. A lot of these people are going missing because they're being kidnapped and murdered by the police. This is not far-fetched. For a government to use biological and chemical warfare on the people, to test you with syphilis and gonorrhea, to use smallpox, this is not out of the realm of its nature, right? But let us go further. So Muhammad says that Pharaoh began to plan death for the people. And then he says, today, America is afraid of the power our great number represents. See, she tried everything from drugs to wars to kill off our population, and our population continues to rise. She's even now fudging numbers with black people who are over here from the Caribbean in Central and South America, and she lists them as Hispanic because they speak Spanish. No, they're not Hispanic. They're black people who speak Spanish, just like we are black people who speak English. And then some black man, I'm a French. No, you're not. You're not French. You're a black man who speaks French. And I was listening to one MMA fighter. What is his name? What is his name? Overeem, that's his name. He lives in Europe. And he was talking about how he's so happy to be, because of the Dutch culture of the Dutch, he's so happy to be Dutch. Negro, you are crazy. These people colonized your people and brought you back, and you are the result of a colonial power bringing some of your people back to work for nothing. But just because you speak the language don't mean that you are that. Right? You know, we are fools. I'm telling you, the white man has us firmly in the grip of his madness. This is an American horror story. But you got to open your eyes, because I'm saying to you, welcome to this Universal Freak Show.